Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are pleased to welcome in Joel Myers, voice of the Pelicans for Fox Sports New Orleans, at Joel Myers NBA on Twitter. And Joel, the revelation today that three Pelicans players tested positive for COVID-19, you hate hearing it, but you look at it and say, you know what, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, you want to get ahead of it, first of all, find out, which they are. They're preventative and they're proactive on it. And I think Adam Silver said it's not going to be eliminated. It's not going to be eliminated in the general population either. It's not going anywhere. We're not getting a phase two. Phase one is not going away until science and research. And you guys, we talked about it a few weeks, I guess, but 3-4 weeks ago when we got into it. Point is, we need research and science. And hopefully by the first of the year, and I read this story with Mark Cuban, quoted, that maybe by the first of the year, we'll make progress. And we've had a lot of time to read, guys, haven't we? I've read stories about stages that before it can be approved by the FDA, three serious stages of testing. So we're not close, obviously, because they have to go through all the precautionary measures before it can be approved by the FDA. But that's the key. And everybody's making a big deal out of three guys from the Pels or two guys. It's not going away. We all know that.
Now, Joe, when you look at, it seems like the NBA did the Pelicans a favor as far as the strength of schedule to finish the season to possibly get in the postseason. I'm looking at the Pelicans have the easiest schedule. The 22 teams who are going to Florida, 6-8 teams they face have a losing record. I know I'm definitely going to be looking forward because it's interesting that even though the Pelicans, in theory, could go like 6-2, say the Grizzlies could then go 3-5, and they would still finish ahead of them in the standings. So now that's one game we're going to be tuning in, Memphis and New Orleans, which is going to be televised on ESPN, and what are you going to do head-to-head there? But it just seems like I don't know if no excuse is the right word, but this kind of lines up pretty good for the Pelicans to be in the postseason, considering their strength of schedule and who they're competing with.
Well, I would agree with you, Bobby, except for the first two games. You see, I'd rather have Utah and the Clippers later. And I bring that up because of the position they're sitting in the Western Conference. Nobody's going to have home court advantage. So it's all about seeding now. And when it comes to the Clippers in particular, the Clippers are only two games up on Denver for the second seed. So they want to avoid the Lakers at all costs. They don't want to fall to third. And they want to avoid the Lakers until the conference finals, if they can make it there or the Lakers can make it there. But I agree with you that strength of schedule, although remember, it's more difficult winning percentage-wise, Bobby, than it would have been had the season progressed and all 18 games would have been played, because the Pels have teams that aren't going to be there. Pels had two, they had a home and away with the Atlanta Hawks. They had a home and away with the Washington Wizards. They had the New York Knicks at home. They had Charlotte as well as Phoenix at home. All these. In fact, out of the 18 games, the Pels had only, what, two or three against winners out of their final 18. So you're right. The last six against teams with losing records. But the first two, you have to get a split. If you don't get at least a split, then you're in a severe hole. Also remember, guys, that if you finish in the ninth slot and you're within four games, and that's the key of the eighth seed, and most likely Memphis, the eighth seed, because they're three up in the loss column on all these teams, including the Pels, Then you can, if you sweep them over the weekend, then 15 of 16 in August, there's going to be a play-in round for the 8 and 9 in either conference, although I don't think it's going to apply in the Eastern Conference. But that's the key. Staying within 3 or 4 in the loss column, you can finish 9. And then Pelicans have already taken the first 2 games of the season series of the Memphis Grizzlies. So then you've got to sweep them because you lose one, right, and it's over. That's all they need.
Yeah, you got to beat them twice, like back-to-back. And listen, Joel, the guru that you are on in the NBA, I think this affects the Lakers. You know, it's kind of under the radar unless you truly follow the NBA. I'm looking at the addition of J.R. Smith to the Lakers. Well, he's 34 years of age, hasn't played, it seems like, forever. And he's added to replace Avery Bradley, who decided not to join the team because of family reasons and different issues there. I mean, to me, that's a huge loss for the Lakers not having Avery Bradley, considering they're trying to be a champion.
Yeah, it's a big trade-off. Much better shooter, J.R. Smith, who comes in and now is fourth active, now that he hasn't played for 18 months. But as he's active again, he's fourth active among guys that have made threes. But Avery Bradley was a two-way player. He's a much better defender. Here's what's going to be interesting, and this may play into the hands of the Pels. I think it's easier for young guys to get back into a rhythm and young legs, like Brandon Ingram at 22, and whether it's Josh Hart, who I ran into the grocery store over the weekend, or Lonzo, Zion in particular, who's only 19, still doesn't turn for a couple of more weeks, doesn't turn 20. What about those legs of the older guys? Because you brought up the Lakers, and they're a veteran team. So as they get deeper and they get back into it, I think it'll be easy for them once they get a rhythm. But they've got 2 weeks, 8 games like everybody else, and they've locked up the one. So how much are they going to get minute-wise for their older guys? And then once they get into the playoffs, is that going to click again? Because they were rolling at the end. And then there's another sidebar. Houston went small. And I want to see what happens to Houston now with the small ball, because Eric Gordon's not had a good year for them. He's not been able to stay healthy. There's a lot of things that are – I think they're intriguing questions. They're great for content for us to talk about, because is the younger group going to get better right away and have a little more spring in their step over those 8 games as opposed to the Lakers or some of the older squads? And then we see Utah. The Pels face Utah in the first game. They're going to be without their best 3-point shooter, Bogdanovich. Pels have to come out of the gate flying, put it that way.
Now, Joel, speaking of younger or older, and I know you're young at heart, and you don't look your age. I mean, you have that GQ look. But I'm looking at the NBA coaches and even NFL coaches. Is that a concern when you consider their age? I was looking where, like, Coach Gentry and the gang, that 1 in 5 coaches are 60 years or older in the NBA. Is that something? And then you look at Andy Reid, Romeo Crennel, and their built and their age. Do you think behind closed doors that whether it's the NFL, NBA, they have those conversations? Because we think of the players, but what about the coaches that are interactive? And also a person like yourself, well, what are they expecting you to do when you go to Orlando? I know you want to be part of it, but just elaborate on that.
Well, I think you take every individual case separately, because I looked at Alvin, and Alvin looks great on that press call today.
Right.
Alvin's lost weight. I ran my 4 miles this morning. I run every day I can. I try to take a day off here and there just because I want to keep running 4 miles a day. So I feel better now, and I think a lot of guys, I think all of us, if we get older, we get wiser, hopefully, and we take better care of ourselves. Now, you bring up Andy Reid, and you bring up Romeo. There are certain guys, you look at them, have they taken care of themselves? So that's why I say I think every case, it's separate. You have to take it individually. The staff is, look at Sean Payton, good shape. Dennis Allen, great shape. Joel, the running backs coach. Look at these guys. They look like some of them could play. They're in great shape. So that's why I say everybody is, and I'm in better shape now, honestly, guys. I tried to walk 9 holes today. It was very, very warm out there. I'm trying to stay in better shape now than even 10 years ago. And I think we all are. I think, and then there's a premium on it now because of the pandemic, and we all take this very, very seriously. But that's the way we did with our health going into the pandemic that started in March. Are we in good enough shape to absorb this? And I think most guys are right now.
Joel Myers, voice of the Pelicans for Fox Sports New Orleans. And Joel, bear with me if this question is a little clumsy, but the NBA could prove pivotal to other leagues by getting this right. If they get it right, how have you thought about that? If they do this restart with relatively low impact, it's going to show the rest of the sports leagues, hey, this is kind of the model to do it under?
Well, I think the NBA and the NHL, they started, I believe the NHL, Christian, starts on the 30th, just like the NBA. And they've got everybody coming in on the 10th. Although guys are skating now, because I love puck. I love the NHL. You know that. And especially my Blues. So keeping up with the NHL, I think both are proactive. And I think both, they put out a 112-page protocol. And the Center for Disease Control looked at it, gave its approval. That was 112 pages from the NBA to get ready for this in Orlando. Every preventative measure. Then the security they're going to have there, it's going to be extreme. As they're already putting up there and closing it. I read an article over the last couple of days the way certain parts of Walt Disney World are being fenced off, cordoned off that haven't been before, but they're going to be. You're not going to be able to get in, because that's where the NBA is going to be, in those three hotels in the bubble. So I think the NBA is going to be in pretty good shape. It's not going to be perfect. But as Adam Silver said, if there is a total outbreak, then they're going to shut down. So you're right. They could set the tone, and we'll see what happens, because baseball is going to be floating around. You know, they're going to various cities. So that's going to be interesting, even though they're playing in empty ballparks. But I'm surprised they just don't have some neutral sites and keep teams at, whether it's in the Midwest, wherever it is, but that there's a rotation. Like the NHL is going to announce these hub cities, or the way they're going to start back up, like the NBA is going to start back up. So it's easier to control. But I think the NBA is ahead of the game. I mean, they're really going after it. I think they're looking at it and with a great deal of foresight, put it that way, by going to one location. I do like that. So to your point, Christian, long-winded as I am, I think they have a good formula, because they're going to have 22 groups all in one spot.
And, Joel, I'm intrigued with you look at – I like competition, obviously. Looking at the Grizzlies, looking at the Trailblazers, then you got the Pels, and you got the Kings and the Spurs. And you look at Popovich and the Spurs, and I think that streak might be broken. I'm looking at the Spurs. They made the playoffs in 22 straight seasons. You
pretty
know,
amazing.
As a franchise, always trying to be relevant. Just talk about all the basketball you witnessed. 22 straight seasons. To me, that's unbelievable for your fan base to be on that level. 22 straight seasons in the playoffs. But I'm looking, LaMarcus Aldridge, now second leading scorer, shoulder injury. He's not going to play. So it seems like it would always be a miracle if the Spurs would make the postseason.
Yeah, but I spent 4 years with Greg Popovich. So when you say a miracle, I don't put anything past those two. You know, it's great, and we've been spoiled here, let's face it, with Mickey, Sean, Jeff Ireland comes in, doesn't miss a beat. We've been spoiled with the Saints for a long time now. So,
right.
I saw firsthand for 4 years what great leadership they have there. Really bright, you know, forward-thinking leadership. You sit in the meeting with those guys, if you don't have an opinion, they'll throw you out of the meeting. They want your thoughts. You don't have, and they don't want guys to agree. They like the individual opinions. They want you to be a part of things and the process. So that I saw it firsthand. So I don't put anything past them. I know it'll be very difficult, but the mystery team to me, guys, is Portland, because they have one of the best 3-4 backcourts in the NBA with Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum. And now they get two guys back that haven't played this year, Yusuf Nurkic, who's missed the whole season with an injury, and Zach Collins, their stretch four, who's going to be a really nice player for them. Now they're missing Trevor Ariza, who's a good wing defender, but they get Zach Collins back. Zach Collins showed a lot of game last year. So to me, they're the biggest mystery out of all the teams. Plus the percentage deal that the NBA said, You know, they had one more win and one more loss than the Pels when the pandemic hit. So they were higher because they were 100 percentage point ahead. So that's the team I want to watch and see. And if the Pels can just split the first two, they're not going to go 8-0. I'd love them to go 8-0, believe me. That'd be nirvana. But if the Pels split the first two, I think it'd be – I'd like their chances, and they gain some momentum. Right. The first two are brutal. I don't care if Bogdanovich is gone. Utah's a really solid veteran ball club. And the Gobert is a rim protector. And then Doc Rivers and the Clippers, they have been a bad matchup for the Pels this year, guys. Montrezl Harrell, we don't have a guy that's really banged with him and held up well against him. So we'll see. But if you can split the first two, Pels have a good chance.
And, Joel, I'm glad you brought that up about the Trailblazers. I'm not necessarily a fan of this formula because I always look at kind of like what you do head-to-head. But the NBA has decided that the winning percentage, not head-to-head tiebreakers, has more significance, will be the deciding factor if teams are tied in number of games back in the standings. For instance, we all know they're both 3.5 games back to the Grizzlies, and the Pelicans swept the season series against them. But if they go 5-3, both of them, the Trailblazers are going to finish ahead of them. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of old school. To me, if you tied and then you went head-to-head, I mean, does winning percentage, or you think that's the better way to go?
No, believe me. That kept the Pels in, though. You remember the double-clutch three by Anthony Davis? And with the Pels had taken the series from Oklahoma City. In fact, Oklahoma City killed the Pels this year. It worked the opposite. But I agree with you.
Okay.
Head-to-head is everything. It's like the Grizzly game. So say the Pels beat the Grizzlies. Well, the Pels took all three games from the Grizzlies this year. That's a tiebreaker right there. They've swept the Blazers. We've only played Sacramento once, yet Sacramento a couple of times. Now the Pels, that's going to be interesting, the Sacramento game, because Sacramento was playing really good basketball before the pandemic. And the Pels only faced them three times anyway, so during the regular season schedule. So the next one with Sacramento is going to be huge in those eight games. And they're a tough matchup because they've got one of the quickest young guards in the NBA. So when you say the schedule is the easiest, you're right, winning percentage-wise, but it was even easier had the Pels had all 18 games left because the degree of difficulty increased with the shortened eight-game schedule. I'm just glad we're getting games. Believe me, I'm not complaining.
Right.
Guys, from what I've been told, it's not. I don't know if it's the gospel, but what my sources have told me, all eight games will be on Fox Sports New Orleans. All eight games. So even though the opener's on TNT, AD and I will be able to do the game. We're going to call the game.
Oh, nice.
And the ABC game, game six, the afternoon game on ABC, we're going to be able to do it even though ABC is going to have it. So I've been told we're doing it all eight games, and I can't wait. God, I can't wait.
Well, we want to hear you, Joel, instead of national people. I know that.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Bobby. You know how much it means to me.
The great Joel Myers. Joel, real quick before I let you run, give me the best thing, funniest thing you've watched, not sports related, in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, well, unfortunately, I watched too many documentaries, and they're dead serious. But I'll give you a good one that you could laugh at, okay? Here's a documentary for both of you that you'll get a kick out of. And you'll see Kurt Russell in it. It's called The Battered Bastards of Baseball.
Oh, okay.
And it's about the 1975.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's back in 1975. It's Kurt Russell's dad, who was the sheriff in Bonanza for 13 seasons. And he bought this independent baseball team. And it is a hoot. My friend and your friend, guys, Fletcher Mackle turned me on to it. And it'll make you smile and laugh out loud for 90 minutes. And during what we're all going through, we need some laughs right now, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, exactly.
It boosts your immunity system, your immune system, that's for sure. Thank you so much.
Anytime, guys. Stay healthy.
All right, you do the same.
All right,
Joel,
thank
Myers.
You, Joel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.